We are going to do something this morning. We're going to celebrate something that is not celebrated enough, and that is career longevity. America is a young country. We celebrate youth culture, but we also value perseverance. And my guests this morning are two shining examples of determination, Nina Gilraith and Waverly Lucas. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, great to have you here. You are the co-founders of Ballethnic, Atlanta's African-American classical ballet company. You founded Ballethnic in 1990. Before we talk about this weekend's performances, would you tell us how you two met?
I can help you with that. Well, Waverly and I were dancing in New York at the Dance Theater of Harlem. And at that time, he was in a different level of dance. So a lot of the girls thought he was really cute.
He is very cute.
Well, he is cute, but, you know, you don't want men to think they're too cute.
Oh, yeah.
So because that was happening, I decided that I would pay him no attention, no mind. But there was a point in which I had an opportunity to dance with Waverly because I was not going out on tour with the company because I was recovering from an injury. So I had to do this very special lift with Waverly in which he had to lift me up under the seat and lift me into the air. It's called a sit lift. So I act as if I'm sitting in a chair and he lifts me, presses me over his head. So I had another partner that I had done it very successfully with. Waverly was kind of a newbie to me, I thought, but not in partnering or pas de deux. So in this particular rehearsal, we started this lift, and I tried to explain everything. You have to lift me exactly like this. I don't want to fall. This could be my career. And I think to him, it was a little condescending. But at any rate, I discovered that he's a very strong partner. He pressed me up in the air, and I was like, oh. Oh, gosh, he's really strong.
So it was love at first lift?
I guess you might say that.
Okay.
And after that, he asked me out to dinner.
Well, that's where the story kind of changes.
Oh, do tell.
Well, because actually, Nina asked me to ask her out to dinner. She suggested that I should take her out to dinner.
So you were witnessing her directorial and choreography.
Exactly.
I mean, her skills very early on.
Right. She pretty much had it planned out, but had me thinking on the other end. You know, and so I had to go along with the program. So at the time, now I'm working at a movie theater, dorming at the movie theater, and I'm not making a lot of money.
A dancer's life.
Yes.
Right. And so I used that money. We went to Sizzler. And at that time, Sizzler was a step up.
Well, it was a steak. I mean, I think that was quite
steak and shrimp. That's right. I'm like,
steak
wow.
And shrimp, you could do worse.
I sure could.
So I understand Ballethnic owes its creation to a wiggle.
Well, a lot of wiggles, actually, and I would say that that's the part where he tricked me into starting the company from wiggling in rehearsal at the Atlanta Ballet. So we moved here to dance with the Atlanta Ballet, and we were in Giselle rehearsal. So in between scenes, or when we felt like we wanted to be a little bit distracting, we would do little wiggles or undulations and look across from each other. And we're like, wow, this is really cool that you can put ballet and some ethnic movement together. So eventually that became the name of the company, Ballethnic, Waverly's two forms of dancing.
Fabulous. You know, I never thought of a wiggle as ethnic, but I guess understanding the roots of dance.
The origin of music and dance coming from the many different cultures. Mm-hmm. What was great for us, we'd been trained as classical dancers. And in classical dance, one is not able to move their torso so freely. So when we started studying African dance, which is the root of all dance, we figured, wow, what a release and what a freedom. And if we combine this with our classicism, what an amazing dance form. So right. That's been our exploration for 26 years.
And I think what it did is it freed us up. It enabled us or allowed us the freedom to contract, the freedom to undulate, the freedom to flex the foot where it would ordinarily be pointed. And it helped us develop the appreciation for differentiating between the two, the similarities and the differences between classical ballet and African dance or ethnic dance forms. What we did was we realized that by blending those two, that we're just, it's like a circle. Because for us, dance is a circle. Somewhere along the line in all dance forms, they're going to meet and they're going to marry. If you search enough, and this is what our life work has been about, is finding those areas where they meet. And if they don't, what we do is we've learned to accept it and not to try and make something beautiful that necessarily isn't. You know, there are things, it's like with soul music. With soul music, sometimes it's about what the message is. Sometimes it's about what the meaning is. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's about what the mood is. But ultimately though, it has to in some way move you in a way that's not always describable.
I agree.
Goes back to what Duke Ellington said.
Oh, wow.
There are only two kinds of music.
Yes.
Good.
And that is true.
Right.
And all the others.
Soul survivors, baby.
Well, let's talk about soul survivors. That's this weekend's program, a performance that details your lives and the influence soul had on your career. Tell us more about this upcoming show.
What's exciting about this show, our friend Adam L. McKnight, we met Adam actually when we were dancing at the Atlanta Ballet, and we all traveled with the Heartstrings Tour to raise money to benefit AIDS research. So at that time, we were like, we love this man's voice. And we were able to perform a neoclassical pas de deux that was choreographed by one of the artistic associates from the ballet to Somewhere Out There. And when we were on tour every night, Adam McKnight would sing this song, and we're like, someday we're going to get back together and do something. So about 3 years ago, we came back together. He sang it for us. We're like, we have to do something huge, something special, and something that we all know that could benefit the youth and also celebrate this great music. We all grew up at a time where music set the tone. It was the soundtrack of our lives. So growing up, I danced all the time, you know, from the time I was very young. My parents played the radio because we didn't have the World Wide Web. You know, entertainment was limited, so it was dancing, listening to the radio. You had to wait to record something with your cassette tape player and push the button would go jig up. So all of us grew up during that time, and we all would talk about the type of music that inspired us, the type of music that we loved. In the summertime, new music came out and new dances came out, and I was the leader of social dance. Before I ever took a ballet class, I was doing the funky chicken, the bump,
yes,
the robot. So I had a broad repertoire, and Waverly's quite the dancer as well. And then Adam's the singer, and then we're teaching him to dance, and he also helps us to sing a bit. So we said, what a great collaboration. And for younger generations, they will get to hear and love this music where there are real horns. Like, we have horn players in our show, and we're so excited. Keyboards, drums,
I'm just
congas.
Excited you have, you have live music.
Live music drives everything. Mm-hmm. So we've been ecstatic. So, you know, with art, sometimes you don't have everything you need. We don't have all the funding, all the costuming. But just like when we started in 1990, you don't need everything. You just need the right thing. So this weekend, if you come out, you're going to see all the right things coming together, multi-generational, because with Ballethnic, everything we do, we want it to be the way we grew up in a community where there's young people, there's older people, there's people of every age, our seniors from the Bowden Center who are really fly, serious seniors. Yeah, Adele Egba. They are awesome, and I really want to be like them as I age gracefully. So we have everybody on that stage celebrating music, and our inspirations come from artists like Prince, whom we lost recently, and I'm wearing purple. I love me some Prince. Like
James
in college.
Brown.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
See,
oh
this
Jackson
sounds classic to me. Can we hear what would be a good example of Adam? Together We Can?
Together We Can is a great
beautiful.
Example
okay.
because it's a beautiful,
beautiful
anthem
ballad.
About how we feel mm-hmm. about as a community with so many negative distractions that go on in the world. Mm-hmm. Our goal has always been to bring people together through art. So this music, Waverly choreographed a beautiful piece too, where he has the young people dancing with one of our
students. Apprentices, yeah, a company yeah. apprentices.
So they're dancing together with one of our young males who has overcome a lot of obstacles in his life to get to where he is. I think he's going to turn 23.
Yeah, CNN did a feature yeah. on him.
And this is Terrell
Vinn. How he's overcome.
Yeah. yeah. So he was born to crack. And
oh
people
my.
Didn't expect a lot from him. This young man, he's awesome. And he's very committed. He's been around the studio since he was like 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So it just makes me almost want to tear up. I told him I almost yeah. dropped a little tear yesterday, but I had to stay focused on the dance rehearsal. But what the art can do to uplift and enhance people's lives.
Let's hear a little bit of Together We Can.
Yes, Adam L. McKnight.
Situation. There's so much confrontation. Why? Tell me why. When I see you crying, and I just walk on by, I don't even try. Tell me why is it a mystery when it's all so plain for us to see?
Support for WABE comes from Clayton State Spivey Hall, presenting organist-in-residence Alan Morrison with a diverse program including the compositions of Bach, Rachmaninoff, and Debussy, Saturday, October 29th at 3 p.m. More information at spiveyhall.org.
Back with Waverly Lucas and Nina Gilray. Started
okay.
to say Nina Lucas, but no, you go by your
I
born
kept
name.
My name Gilray because that was important to me, and Waverly, as any good husband, understood that because he had no choice.
Well, you were telling us a very moving story about a young dancer who is featured in the music we just heard, Together We Can, with Adam McKnight singing. You have overcome some obstacles yourselves with injuries. How is that doing now?
Waverly, your foot.
Well, yes. I was dancing at one point in the studio, and I guess almost 2 years ago, and I ruptured my Achilles tendon.
Oh, ow.
And after the surgery, I had post-operative infections that required 4 skin grafts. And I'm just now getting to the point of where I can take a bar. I'm seeing Dr. Samaya Talaferro for the skin infection, skin to heal the skin. And, it's been a long process. I have a GoFundMe account. And I must say, when I think of Together We Can, there have been some people who have really stepped up and helped me with this, because I don't know how I would have overcome it without the generosity of others. Mm. You know, because you never think, you know, at the time when we were going through this, one of the things we were saying, oh, we're pretty much debt free. And then all of a sudden, you know, you deal with an injury like this, and it's much worse than it, you know, is expected. And so.
Well, and the fact that it's your foot.
Yes.
And you're a dancer.
Right.
This is really cutting to the core.
Oh, it was quite traumatic. Well, and the thing is, it's on the GoFundMe page, it's a medical fund post-surgery infection. But what you'll notice is it's like it takes so long to heal because there's so little blood flow to the foot. And so I've learned a lot also about infection and about, you know, just the different consequences. And as we are going into dealing with things such as insurance, you know, I directly was affected by that because originally we had Humana. And they, you know, once as we got into this process, they dropped us, you know, and so.
Well.
So affordable health care is important, especially for artists, because, you know, we've always been young and healthy. But when injury and things affect you, you really understand not only the importance of your health, but also empathy for others. It made me really understand people with diabetes and people who are suffering with other things, because he didn't have high blood pressure or diabetes, he was able to keep his foot. But had he had those other things, it became quite the scary road. But again, as Waverly said, we learned through this process, our community of people who supported us, what people stuck by us and supported us in the endeavors to keep the studio running, to keep teaching, because at that time he was totally shut down. Not only he could not dance, but he could not teach, he could not sweat. Mm-hmm. So for me, not only as his business partner, but as a wife, all of a sudden I have to walk the dog or the dog walk me. The dog got away and I was like crying in the neighborhood like, God, please bring the dog back. The dog came back.
Soul survivors, thank goodness. The soul survivors.
Soul survivor.
Not soul, S-O-L-E, but
soul.
As in one soul.
Because
this
when things affect
meaning.
You realize how deep the soul is. And I think just that perseverance and resilience, that's been key to us, but key on another level. And I think God puts you in a place to bring you forward. And I think we're forward now, but there was a time it was like, oh Lord.
Well, I think our survival has been about relationships,
yes.
partnerships, and collaborations, what we're doing now and what we'll continue to do, you know, to the day we die. And of course, I've going through something so traumatic, you realize what really counts in life. Mm-hmm. You
and
know,
and really how
things.
Your artistic survival and your setup is is a life lesson
with
collaboration.
Yes, it's about we, not me. It is about we.
Wanted to have you talk a little bit about Urban Nutcracker, because I think it's impossible to know Belle Ethnic or know about Belle Ethnic without hearing about Urban Nutcracker in just the little bit of time we have left.
Okay.
Could you take us back to
the
inception and how it's evolved?
Well, actually, that's interesting because there's a slight connection with Urban Nutcracker and with Soul Survivors. And that's my grandmother, because my grandmother, I remember her teaching me the camel walk and teaching me certain dances, you know. And so what I did was we had at one point three generations. Our generation, the younger ones, they'd call us up from the basement, say, here, come show us your latest dances. And then my mother and, you know, father, they would do their dance, what's current. And then my grandmother would say, well, this is what we used to do. And so this is what we use for the party scene of Urban Nutcracker. I wanted to see those generational, you know, groups leading each other and sharing in the accumulated knowledge, because I think that's what's powerful about it. And so I use these same concepts and motivations for Soul Survivor.
And what a great example of your values in terms of wanting to preserve a classical tradition. So you take Tchaikovsky.
Yes.
But
yes.
bringing in your...
our own spin,
your
too.
Your own spin,
yeah.
which is not only African-American, but Southern.
Right. Southern, definitely, because the setting happens not in a faraway place that people can't relate to, but right on Auburn Avenue in the 1940s when it was the richest, most influential
Sweet
Auburn. And then we have the brown sugar coming down Sweet Auburn.
With her chocolatier.
Two very sweet things, the sweetest of them all. And then we celebrate chocolate in there because most nutcrackers celebrate the color pink. And we wanted to celebrate all the hues of chocolate so that all of the students, all of the children, all generations could feel proud of who they are and be celebrated on stage. So it happens November 17th through the 20th. It's at the Riverside Epicenter, which is our new location that we're very excited to be there. We've transformed the whole set to fit in that space. They have amazing hospitality and free parking, I might say.
This is in East Point.
It's in Austell.
In Austell.
It's right near Six Flags. It's a new event center. So we're happy to be there. It's a wonderful place for us. And last year was the first time there, and people really loved it. So we kick off the season always before Thanksgiving because we as dancers wanted to be able to eat during Thanksgiving. So that was our selfish motivation.
Oh, well, I hope that menu includes a lot of chocolate.
It does.
In an interview I read, Nina, that you said every year you like to reinvent yourself.
Yes.
What's this year's theme?
This theme is kind of interesting this year because this is going to be my last year of performing the Snow Queen. So I've held it together for many years, and Roscoe Sells has danced with me for numerous years. So this will be the year that I celebrate the ending of my Snow Queen career, and I actually hang up my dress. So the dress is starting to dry rot anyway, so I figure after last year, I was like, okay, either I'm going to have to get a new dress or I'm going to have to sit down. So what I'm looking forward to doing is grooming the next generation Snow Queen to take that role. And it's very exciting for me because I never imagined in my lifetime that I would be able to see so many young women that love ballet the way that I do. Because when I started out, it just wasn't there. So that's why I continued to dance for a very long time, because I wanted to see a group of women that wanted to carry it forward. And this year we have three apprentices who are pretty much homeschooled and they want to pursue a career in dance. So I'm seeing my dream pursued over and over again. And also in our brown sugar, Layla Howard, she grew up in our Academy of Dance, graduated from Spelman College, and she is the brown sugar. This will be her second time being the brown sugar. So it's like my dreams have been realized, and then to see it paid forward with other young dancers, other women, I couldn't ask for anything more. So,
well, I have to congratulate you, Nina Gilraith and Waverly Lucas, for bringing so many more hues to classical ballet and imbuing it with a uniquely Southern African-American style. Here's to many more years of success with Balletnik. Waverly Lucas and Nina Gilraith are the co-founders of Balletnik Dance Company. You can catch them this weekend in Soul Survivors Determination. On stage, you can't tell I'm dancing, it's a good thing. On stage at the Porter Sanford Performing Arts Center in Decatur. We'll have more information on our website at wabe.org/citylights.